Hello, I'm Kenneth Copeland. Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
Go back to the fundamentals of faith. Glory to God. I can't stand up here. Well, I could, but I don't want to. Get down here where I can step on your toes. Amen. The very basic fundamentals of faith. They're very, very simple. I was listening to my young grandson, Jeremy. I've learned a lot from that young man. And he's the one that first brought this to my attention. He said, "What are you watching?" When you're watching the World Series. What are you watching when you're watching the Super Bowl?
Yes, sir.
Masters of the fundamentals. What are you watching when you're watching the Little League World Series? It's the same game with the same rules. The park is just a little smaller.
That's right. Yes.
But we're watching the masters of the fundamentals for that age group.
Yes.
Amen? Amen.
Yes.
Now, this never occurred to me before, Dr. Jackson, and you may comment on this. Everybody in this church knows Dr. Avery Jackson. Amen. Yeah, me too. This is one of my heroes. What are you doing when you're standing there operating on somebody's brain? You have to go to the very basic fundamentals of what you've been taught and what God has taught you. Go ahead and comment on it.
And so, Brother Copeland, you're exactly right. You train over and over and over on the basics, and there are just a few principles that are important. There's complication avoidance, and you're looking at exactly what could go wrong, and you're prepared for it. And then there's hand-eye skills, and those are very basic. And you just repeat that over and over and over thousands of times.
Fundamentals.
Fundamentals.
I talked to a man. He was one of he was the first in the United States to do crystallens, lens replacement for the eyes. And that is such a delicate surgery, because he has to remove the lens of the eye. You know what he had to do? He had to practice on grapes. He operated on tens of thousands of grapes. What's he doing? He's developing the basic fundamentals of eye-hand coordination before he ever touches a human eye. Hallelujah. Basic fundamentals. Now, I mentioned this yesterday. I'm going to tell you again. Vince Lombardi, the great football coach, my estimation, probably the greatest football coach ever lived. And the winningest coach, Green Bay Packers, glory to God. And these guys are the best in the world. Had a losing season. It was the last one. When they came to spring camp, Coach Lombardi said, "Gentlemen, this is a football." Kind of made some of them mad. He took them to the very, very basic fundamentals. They never lost again.
Praise God.
World War II. Now this will This will get to some of you. They got so basic with these young pilots they were training. They were having to train them just as fast as they could, just as fast as they could get them, because we were understaffed and everything. You know what they started with? Gentlemen, this is an airplane. Now, let me show you now, because I'm going to show you some basics here, and it's not going to take me but about 30 seconds to lose you. This is an airplane. This is a propeller. This is an engine. This is an aileron. What? Mm-hmm. Basic fundamentals. That's the little doojiggers on the wings that makes it go this away or this away. That's how basic it was. That was basic training. So fundamental. So basic. But I don't care if you're flying a J-3 Cub or a 747. They both fly the same way. Basic fundamentals. Are you with me so far?
Yes, sir. Yes.
Well, the most important fundamentals you can know are the fundamentals of faith. Yes, what it is, how it's released. Amen. Because without faith, it's impossible to please God.
Yes,
why? He's a faith God.
Yes,
and He loves you. And God is love, and faith works by love. That's a basic fundamental. Faith works by love. Without love, there's no faith. Without faith, there's no grace. Without grace, you're in a heap of trouble.
Yeah, that's true.
See, but if you know, without the grace, He's doing everything He knows how to do to bless you. He's doing everything He knows how to do to make your body well and your brain strong and your whole life a brand new thing. But He needs these fundamentals out of you and out of me. And we need to practice them and practice them and practice them and practice them. Practice and practice and practice, just like Dr. Jackson. Amen. Just like Dr. Feinerman and just like these other men of science, we have to practice and practice and practice and practice and renew our minds and renew our minds and renew our minds until we no longer even have to try. We just believe God. Hallelujah. We believe it in our heart and we say it with our mouth. Glory to God. And we're not moved by what we see and we're not moved by what we feel. We're moved only by what we believe, and we believe the Word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. And we practice, and we practice, and we practice, and we practice, and we practice. We pray in tongues and pray in tongues and pray in tongues. Well, I don't pray in tongues. Well, that's your fault. He said, how much more your Heavenly Father give the Holy Ghost to those that ask Him?
Amen.
It's amazing to me. I've been watching people for 53 years. Actually longer than that, because Gloria and I got baptized in the Holy Ghost. We got saved 6 months after we got married, and then 3 months later, both of us got baptized in the Holy Ghost, speaking the other tongues.
Amen.
And I've watched people in an attempt to receive, and they frown. Come on. Hey, it doesn't get any better than this.
That's right.
This is not work.
No.
This is just yielding. And I might get the wrong thing. Ah, oh, shut up. Jesus already dealt with that.
He sure did.
Yeah, He dealt with that. You being evil know how to give good gifts to your children.
Yeah.
Are you going to give them a snake or a scorpion when they want food?
No.
He was referring to evil spirits when He said that.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Isn't that right, Thomas? I mean, that's what He was doing, man. He told me, you ain't going to get a devil. Come on, what's the matter with you? Now, if you're not born again, that's a different story. If a son.
Well, it only takes you 10 seconds to get born again. Copeland, it can't be that easy. There wasn't anything easy about it. But Jesus did all the hard part. There's only one thing he couldn't do. He couldn't pray your and my acceptance prayer. We had to do that. Jesus, God's gift to the world. He's a free gift. I tell you, I've seen so many people incarcerated. I've seen people that I've prayed. I was the last man to visit with Stephen Moran, a serial killer. And it's a marvelous story. In fact, I carry this with me wherever I go. And hang on, because I'm going to read this to you. Well, March the 13th, 1985, a dear partner of ours, he kidnapped her in San Antonio and got her car running from the police. He was an escape artist, just as this demon, just, it was amazing. Anyway, and Maggie said, he told her, he said, now woman, just sit down there and just keep your mouth shut. I'll kill you. She said, no, you won't. He said, you don't know who I am. She said, I don't care who you are. You ain't gonna kill the only person that ever loved you. And he just couldn't handle it. And he told her, he said, lady, if you don't shut up, I'm gonna stop this car and I'm gonna kill you right now. She said, well, will it be all right if I play my tape? He said, I don't care what you play, just shut your mouth. She had one of my tapes in the tape player in the car. Now that morning, when she went out to get in the car, the Lord had her take her scripture, memory scriptures with her, and that tape. So she already had it in the car. And while they were driving down the road, he slammed on the brakes. Who said that? He said, and he's looking in the back seat. And Maggie said, said what, Steve? Stephen, son, this is your last chance. And she explained it to him. And he said, right there, and accepted Jesus as the Lord and Savior. Now, I baptize him in the Bexar County Jail in San Antonio, Texas.
Yes, sir.
They were so afraid of this man. We had to get very special permission to do so. And guards were standing there with their hands on their pistols. And they had this tub where you stand beside the tub and baptize. And I baptized him. And he just came up out of that water just... And flash forward, he said, I don't want any appeals. I don't want any of that. He said, I want to go on home and be with the Lord. He said, I don't have anybody anymore. My family's gone. He said, I really don't know where my son is. And he said, I just need to get out of here. So I said, just 30 minutes before death by lethal injection. Don't get the idea that's a soft way to die.
No.
No, no. Mm-mm. And I was with him just in the last few moments there in this caged in area. I said, Stephen, do me a favor. He said, all right. I said, son, You know, give me a sign. Yes. If grace is enough. Yeah, he said, I'll do that. So he's strapped to that gurney. All he can do is raise his head up like this. And the warden, Warden Harvey, oh man, Holy Ghost baptized, man of God warden. He's retired now. And oh, what a man of God, hallelujah. And he said, Stephen, you got any last words here, son? Oh, yes, sir, warden, thank you. And he's laying on that thing and he's, all he can do is just, you know, just kind of raise up like this. And he said, I don't remember the exact words, but he said, let me tell you. And he said, everybody in this room needs to know this. If God can do something with somebody like me, think what he could do with you. You need to be baptized in the Holy Ghost. You need to know Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And he just started preaching. And Warden let him go longer than he was supposed to go. He just let him preach. And he preached and he preached and he preached. And finally the warden said, Stephen, I'm sorry for interrupting you, son. We got business to take care of here. He said, I know it, Warden. That's good. Thank you. And They've got him back there, and I'm standing as close as from, there's a little rail right here, and I'm standing this close to him, that just beyond that rail. I'm standing right up just close I can get. And he's like this. He looked over there at me, and he winked at me, two thumbs up. More than enough. Come on. More than enough. More than enough. More than enough. But I had the opportunity over a period of time to teach him. And I told him, and he's a brilliant man. And I told him, I said, Stephen, son, now listen, you've got some time here. They're going to do some things and all that. I said, get in your Bible and become an expert on prayer. He said, I'll do it. I'll do that. And so, and then I got to teach him about faith and the fundamentals and, you know, all these things that go along with it. And he did. Well, he was in the county jail in Golden, Colorado. And they're just, you know, claiming that he killed this one and that one and the other one. And he told me, he said, Kenneth, he said, there's another killer out there. He said, I never heard of these people. But he said, they're just cleaning their books. And I said, all right, now, Stephen, why don't you tell me, I'm going to tell you something now, son. And you give me your word that you don't do anything without you pray about it first. It just came up in me. He said, well, all right. I said, no, that ain't good enough. You give me your word. Okay. All right. He said, I'll do it. I won't do anything without praying about it. So. That evening, he was in his cell, and he looked, and the door wasn't quite shut. And he thought, uh-oh, that sun goes down, I am out of here. Now, this was back before he had, this was right at the very beginning, before he had time to even study prayer or anything. I just made him give me his word. Okay. So he's just in there just waiting. And he said, okay, I promised Kenneth I'd pray before I did anything. And he said, what I intended to do was say, Father, I pray in the name of Jesus, amen. And go. And he said, I got down on my knees right there next to my bunk. And I said, Father, in the name of Jesus. And he said, when I looked up, it was daylight. And he thought, oh, dear God, this was a trap. They were waiting on me. They were going to kill me in my escape. Right. And he said, there I was with my cell door open. And he said, when they came in there, I'm just sitting there with a smile on my face. See, he's a man of God now.
Yes, he is.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, I give thanks for this time, for the time we've been together, the fellowship in your word, the Christian family presented to me. He called the names of the personal witnesses. Allow your Holy Spirit to flow as I know your love has been showered upon me. Forgive them. There were people in that room that hated him. They wanted to see him die. They were standing there killing him. They're just as guilty of murder as he is, according to Jesus. As I know you've forgiven me, as I have forgiven them. Lord Jesus, I commit my soul to you. I praise you and I thank you. Now, when he said that, they threw the switch on that thing. You hear that clang and you know it's coming. I talked to Warden Harvey about it. I talked to Warden Cain at Angola, and he built chapels all over that whole campus where every inmate can look out their window and see a church steeple. And we helped them build the women's chapel. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I talked to them both about this. Both of them said the same thing. Warden Harvey said, in all of the years that I've been warden, he said, I have never had not one inmate to ever refuse to accept Jesus as his Lord and Savior. And he said, listen, he said, this isn't just jailhouse religion, they're facing death. He said, every one of them. Burl Cain said, I've only had one in all of these years, only one that refused. Folks, this is amazing. Amen. To me, it's amazing. The goodness and the grace of God.
Yeah.
And I asked the Lord one time, I said, Lord, you know, now just, I mean, just that little bit of whatever I was talking about, he said, Kenneth, he said, I'm not trying to keep people out of here. He said, if they'll just give me a little spark, if I can just see a little spark of faith, I'll take it and take it from there.
Kenneth Copeland learned the importance of letter writing from his spiritual father, Oral Roberts. Brother Roberts helped him to understand that the Bible is made up primarily of letters and that they are just as anointed now as the day they were first written. That day, Brother Copeland made a lifelong commitment to write a letter every month to address the spiritual needs of his partners.
I commit this to you. I write a partner letter every month. I pray for you every day. I put scriptures there on the bottom of that partner letter, and I put those on there specifically for your benefit so that you can go back and read those and make them a part of your prayer life.
Kenneth Copeland's promise to his partners has led to over 375 individual letters being written since 1986. The U.S. Post Office mailed 3.7 million partner letters in 2018 alone. These powerful messages from God's heart minister life to your spirit and strengthen you in your daily walk of faith.
I'm a partner for about probably 5 years now, and I enjoy his product, especially his monthly letters. I wait for them in the mail. I just love those. They're so very inspiring.
I really enjoy reading the letter and then also connecting what he wrote in the letter to what I'm hearing him preach and messages. It's almost kind of like the partners are getting a sneak peek of what the Lord is talking to them about.
But I will write them to help them get their needs met, to help them prosper, to help them grow in the Lord and grow in faith and grow in prayer and go from religion to reality, praise God.
For over 50 years, Kenneth Copeland has taught Christians how to go from the milk of the Word to the meat, preaching the uncompromised Word of faith. Now you can hear his very first televised teaching broadcast with the Word of Faith 1971 broadcast DVD series. Revolutionary in its time, relevant for today, these anointed messages are full of the life-transforming power of the Word of Faith. Discover the spiritual force of faith. Learn how you can use it, like a mechanic uses a tool, to produce victory in every area of your life. God's Word is full of His promises for your victory. From finances to relationships, ministry to health, use the same principles Jesus used to have an abundant life. Believe the Word of God, say what you believe, and see your life transform. You don't have to wait till heaven to walk in victory. Jesus already paid the price. Walk in the fullness of His victory today.
Request your free offer from Kenneth Copeland Ministries today. These resources will help guide you in further understanding God's Word. Go to kcm.org/TV special or call us 800-600-7395. This offer is good for 60 days. Outside the United States, shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information. Be sure to request your free offer today.
Let me ask you a question. If you wanted to build a building, would you be able to do that without any materials, without any bricks, mortar, concrete? No, of course not. In the same way, you can't build faith without these biblical fundamentals. They're the building blocks that you need. And if you will be intentional to get these fundamentals down on the inside, you will be able to build up your life with substance that lasts for eternity, praise God. So how do we start using these building blocks? You put them into practice. Make it a point this week to find God's promises in His Word regarding anything you're facing, and then you read that scripture. You read it over and over again if you have to. Get it down into your heart. Let it come out of your mouth in faith. Then you will start to see things change around you. But don't stop then. Just keep doing it. Keep reading. Keep meditating the Word and keep speaking it until it becomes your lifestyle. Of course, we want to help you with these things. We want to help you put into practice these fundamentals of faith. And that's why we're offering for free the Word of Faith 1971 broadcast DVDs. Now, these are cool because they are the first ever recorded broadcast from Kenneth Copeland. But don't look at the date. I mean, these things are the same transforming truths from the Word of God and the Word of Faith that he's been preaching for over 50 years. They were true then, they're true now, they'll be true forever. When you get them into your life, you will never be the same. So if you want to get a hold of these things, call us or go to kcm.org to order your free copy today. Thanks for watching today. We'll see you again next time. Until then, remember that Jesus is Lord.
Continue to grow in your faith in God. Go to kcm.org to download or request your free copy of today's Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Believe God to bring new visions, His manifested power, and great change in your life.